Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant, and this is Peter Abundant. Today I want to talk to you about excuses, but more specifically, using a thing like money as an excuse not to do something. As I set out to support you and others at trying new things, setting out to achieve your goals and your dreams, and ultimately living the best life possible for you, I realize that there are going to be mental blocks and challenges that we face when doing that, because there's a reason why we haven't achieved those dreams in the first place. There's a reason why they are dreams. It's a reason why there are goals, and that is because there's a block. There's something stopping us from actually getting it done. There's something preventing us from just doing it. And so one of the most powerful barriers, one of the most powerful elements of our society is this thing called money. And many of our goals are surrounded by having money, right? Creating money, being rich, creating passive income, all of those tag words that we all know and we all say very much. But what I want to talk to you about is understanding that you are way more powerful than this thing called money, and that you don't need money to achieve your goals. You don't need money to make things happen. In fact, money is often the limitation, is the thing that limits us from actually getting those things, achieving those things, having a fulfilled and purpose-driven life. We think that, oh, in order for me to do this, I need money. And because we identify with not having money, we often shut ourselves down from pursuing that dream or goal. Now, one thing about me is I'm not a rich man. I'm not well off with money. But I acknowledge that money is not a limiting factor for me. I always look for ways to get things done, to do things, to achieve things, to make things happen without money, or go around money, or figure out other ways to create money. But mainly, it is realizing that I don't need money to do this. And simply allowing myself and allowing the creative process within me to do its thing, to create solutions, to create opportunities, to create the vision, the foresight to see how I can get it done without money. Now, oftentimes, yeah, it takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of faith and a lot of patience. But once you get those creative juices flowing, you realize that, hey, I don't really need money to get this done. I don't need money to eat healthier. There has to be a way for me to eat healthier without worrying about my expenses, without worrying about breaking my budget. There are other ways to travel and go on vacation without thinking about having thousands of dollars in my account. There are other ways to create this tiny house without having $30,000 on hand. There are other ways to start this business without having a loan from a bank or having a silent partner or an investor or to raise capital to start a business. There are other ways to create and build a home. I mean, no matter what it is, money is often what we think we need to get it started. Even to make money, right? It takes money to make money. No, it also can take time and it also can take effort, all right? You don't need the money. You don't need the money to start something. So I want you to really challenge yourself when it comes to setting out to achieve a goal or even thinking about a goal, to, okay, it's okay to acknowledge that, yeah, it would be a lot easier if I had some money, but you have to acknowledge that you are infinite, you are powerful, you are more powerful than this piece of paper, this cloth material painted green and gray and black with dead presidents on it that will create the thing that you most desire. And if you truly desire it, then that piece of paper means nothing. That can never stop you. So you have to acknowledge your power, your will, and your ability to make things happen without money. And I really want you to understand that. The reason why I talk about this is because I finished a 30-day smoothie challenge where I consumed nothing but smoothies for 30 days. And the results were amazing. In fact, it's going to be a way of life for me where I'm going to consume mainly 90% of my intake is going to be from smoothies. Now, I've made videos on this on my YouTube channel, all right, youtube.com/PeterAbundant. And somebody asked me, and I think it's a valid question. I'm not saying that they made money an excuse, but I understand where it comes from. You know, the question of, okay, how much did it cost? Did you set out to create a budget, or did you document how much it cost you to have this challenge, to go on this challenge? And the first thing that came to me was no, because it was extremely affordable, like extremely affordable. But I understood the conversation because, one, when you talk to people about veganism, one of the first things that come out of their mouth is it's expensive. Okay, how do you know that you're not vegan, right? And there are many vegans who are absolutely dead broke, but still are vegans and still healthy vegans at that. So we often make money the excuse. And I want to invite you, challenge you to not let that happen. Okay, money has enough power, but it doesn't have to have power over what you think is best for you, what you think is most important for you. So if you want to, say, set out and be vegan and challenge yourself, then understand that, hey, with the proper research and understanding and experience, you will see that it is not expensive at all. In fact, it is way cheaper than being a non-vegan. If you want to create a business, you don't need a loan. It doesn't take money to make money. You have time. You have your creative within you. You have talent. You have skill. You have patience. You have time. So you have to realize what you have that can and will be used to create the thing that you want. Money is not the gatekeeper. You don't need money to fulfill your dreams. So let's put that aside. Allow yourself to see that that conversation comes up often. Oh, I don't have enough money to do it. Oh, my budget. Oh, I'm broke. Oh, I gotta pay bills. I get it. But you have to acknowledge that and then program yourself to ask the question. After you come up with the excuse of money, ask yourself this question. How can I do this without money? How can I do this without money? How can I do this without money? Because once you continue to ask that question over and over and over in your head, your mind can't help itself but find solutions, find answers to that question. So continue to ask that question. Don't simply just shut yourself down and say, oh, I don't have the money, or one day I'll do it. Now is the only time that exists. It's the only moment that is real. One day is our imagination. That's something that we don't know will exist. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists now is now. So continue to ask, just ask that question. How can I do this without money? And then when you come up with an idea, you put it to work. Okay? If that doesn't work, you continue to ask the question, how? Your mind is infinite. You are infinite. So as you continue to come up with ideas and you continue to ask the question, how, you will continue to come up with answers and solutions. So that's all I want you to do, is when you have a goal, you have a dream and an idea, just simply, if money is an issue for you, if you are limited with finances and a budget, all you have to do is simply ask the question, how can I do this without money? How can I do this without money? And the answer will come. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.